Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Oh, good morning, Sheila. Happy Tuesday to you all. This is one of the days that I am having problems getting on to Blog Talk Radio. You know, there are several times when I tell the truth and they probably don't like it. When I say they, I'm talking about the enemy who broadcasts my program. Someone doesn't like it so that I cannot come on. My screen doesn't come on the way that it usually does. When I'm talking about screen, I'm talking about my, not DVD, but my computer does not come on like it normally does. Father, I ask that you be with me today and allow me to say the things that need to be said so that the enemy, whoever is messing with my program, will hear it and know that you are alive no matter what. Now, I just want to say to you, I was listening to a program earlier today on the television where this person is talking about his book that is sold, and I think that he'll probably sell millions of them. But he is not really telling you the truth. Joseph's father, Jacob, was a Hebrew because in Genesis 17, there was Potiphar's wife who says that that Hebrew servant which you brought to us. And she was talking about Jacob's son. He was a Hebrew, and he refused to have sex with her. This has been going on. The other nation women have been lying on our black men for a long time, or even trying to get them in trouble. He had to go to prison for this woman lying on him. Nonetheless, he saved that country, Egypt, from having a famine because he could interpret the dream that this guy had. Nonetheless, I just want to say that because the premise of the person that wrote this book, he's saying that the Jews were have come back. Our Father in heaven has not placed any Jews in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land. The United Nations, as well as the President of the United States, they did that back in 1948. They are not gods. That's not God. And you keep on believing that BS if you want to. But that just shows me how stupid or dumb you really are. And I'm talking about the nation that enslaved us here in America. And it's good that you should read the Bible. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I want to tell you that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, you'll find the Ten Commandments, as well as in the book of Exodus chapter 20. You'll find the Ten Commandments. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and this is the only Bible that most people know to read. But there are other Bibles out there. And my father told me in a dream to feed his sheep. And that's what I'm going to do. After, if he allows me to live to finish this book, then I will go to some of the other books. And we'll find out what some of the things that are being hidden from us. Even though we have been given rights to read, and I know for certain that for sure I make errors when I do read, because a lot of times I cannot pronounce the names that is in this book. But nonetheless, I found out last week, last Friday, I went back over the book of Daniel. It was verse 33. And I looked up the land of corn and wine. And I found out that that was someplace, Beulah land, in someplace in Georgia. I wrote it down someplace. Now I can't find it. But nonetheless, I want you to know, read Deuteronomy chapter 33 again for yourself and read it all the way through. All the way through, so you can look up the land of corn and wine, and you'll find that out. This is what's so amazing to me. You'll find that Israel then shall dwell in safety alone, the fountain of Jacob. And Jacob is our father in heaven. Well, not our father in heaven, but he started our race. So he is a Hebrew. I am a Hebrew. I had to learn this through the Bible. And for years, they have, when I say they, I'm talking about the enemy, they have given us several names: color, black, nigger, negress, things like that, when we are the actual children of our Father in heaven. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 9, as well as Revelation chapter 3 and 9. You'll find that those children over there are saying they are Jews, but they are not. Our Bible says they are the children of Satan. So they are the children of the enemy. How long will I be saying that to you? For a long time, I guess. Read it for yourself. I was shocked to find out that the land of corn and wine is in Georgia. It's called Beulah land and some other land. I wrote it down, but I can't find it right now. I do want you all to know that Beulah land is what you should find, and you'll find that they're talking about us. Now, I asked you all to have your three P's ready and handy, and you said, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any scriptures that I may refer you to, so that you will know what I'm talking about. And what I might read to you is the truth, is what is actually written in the Bible. A lot of times, again, I cannot pronounce the words, but I will say them and try to pronunciate those words. Now, we are in the book of Joshua. Joshua is the man that took the children, the Hebrew children, into the land of milk and honey. Supposed to be milk and honey. But our father is talking about in Deuteronomy. Excuse me, I had to feel fervent. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 28 and 29, he's talking about the land of corn and wine. And I found out that is in the United States only. I looked it up last week, and that's why I'm not able to turn my program on today. I usually have it on my computer at a certain time when I call in, but I remembered the call-in numbers. I want you to go back and read all of it, and then look up the land where it says Israel, then you shall dwell alone in safety. The fountain of Jacob, where Jacob is the father of the Israelites. They call us Jews. We don't know who we are. We've been called so many different things. Let me get into reading Jacob, Joshua, because that's where we are, and the program will probably go off in another 30 minutes ago. Let me read this introduction part about Joshua. Joshua, the first of 12 historical books, Joshua, Esther, forges a link between the Pentateuch and remainder of Israel's history. These three major military campaigns involving more than 30 enemy armies, the people of Israel learned a crucial lesson under Joshua's capability leadership. Victory comes through faith in God and obedience to his word, rather than through military or miracle numbers. So I'm going to start reading now Joshua 1 to you. Maybe I should read this other paragraph about Joshua. I think I will. Father, help me pronunciate all the things that are written here. The title of this book is appropriately named after this central figure, Joshua. His name is Hosea. That means salvation. Numbers 38, verse 8. But Moses evidently changed it to Yehoshua. I'm trying to think of this spell. This name is spelled Y-A-H-W-E-H is salvation. And this in Numbers chapter 13, verse 6. I guess that is Yehoshua. He is also called Yeshua, a shortened form of Yahshohash. It's spelled Y-E-H-O-S-H-U-A. This is the Hebrew equivalent of the Greek name Joshua, but I-S-I-E-S-O-U-S. In parenthesis, they have the word Jesus. Well, let me go on and read what it says in Numbers. Excuse me. I was looking at my computer screen. It still does not work for me. Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan unto and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now, that's why I want you to understand that the children of Israel are supposed to be like the Hebrew. Just like Matthew said one day when I was a teenager, and that was back in the late 60s, he was on PBS, and I was watching that show. I thought he was telling a lie. But now that I read this Bible, he was not telling a lie. He was saying similar to, I can't say verbatim, what he told the nation. He said those people were black, and you're bringing in white people? I thought you were NASA, we were lying, but he was not. And I have to apologize, even though I don't know if he's alive or dead. But that man, that he was telling the truth. He said those people were black. And then when you bring them into this country, you're bringing in white people. That was letting us know. Then I had not read the Bible three times and third time reading it this time. And I am finding out that he told the truth. That Israelite or that Iranian guy was telling the truth. And I need to apologize if he's listening. I apologize for you for telling us the truth. And I thought you were lying because there are other people over there. They're calling themselves the Jews when they're not. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land, in all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, that's probably the Mediterranean or the Nile, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Forsake means to abandon or leave you. This is what he has told Joshua. Now, he said, be strong and of a good courage. And that means to be brave. The courage means to be brave. For unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. So our father gave us this land, but another nation has stolen it and claims to be us. We are a peaceful nation unto the other generations, but we will end up cutting and hurting ourselves. Stop it. Stop it. Love yourself. That song that I played to you earlier, when coming on by Lionel Richie, Jesus is Love, listen to that song and act like that. Be like that. I encourage you to have that boldness, to have courage to be like that. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. That means you have to be bold, you know, and fearless, that you may observe to do according to all the law. And that's the Ten Commandments. What other God has, what other nation, our nation is the only nation that gave us this Bible, and the other people are trying to use it. This is our Bible. How can you sit there and tell us what to do? Now that our Father has called us to do, read this Bible to you. Listen to us. We're telling you the truth, which Moses Let me start reading chapter 7 again. Verse 7 again. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you mayest observe and do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper with wheresoever thou goest. That's wheresoever you goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. Then you shall make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed. Dismayed, that means to be frightened or afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you wheresoever you goest. Then Joseph ordered the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals. Victuals, food, means food. But within 3 days we shall go pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God has given to you to possess. And the Reubenites and the Gadites and half of the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, ordered you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. So we have some people over on the other side of Jordan. They probably have curly hair, even though my hair is straight nappy. But those three that I just named, they are probably still on the other side of Jordan. They are the Reubenites. That's Reuben and Gad. Reuben and Gad. And half of Manasseh spake unto Joseph, and they were to stay on the other side of the land. Verse 13, remember the word which Moses, your servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the land of your God has given you rest and has given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men, the valor men. The valor means boldness and fearless men. Valor shall be, will help them. Verse 15. I want you to read over this yourself. Verse 15. Until the Lord given your brothers rest as he has given you, and they shall have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, then you shall return unto the land which I messed up. My eyes messed up. Forgive me, saint. I do that. I am not perfect. Even though I'm trying to do this for the Lord, I am not perfect. Let me, I have a few minutes left. Let me read verse 15 over. Until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, then you shall return into your land and to your let me read verse 15 again. Until the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he has given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, then you shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave unto you at this side of Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Jacob and said, all that you command us to do, we will do. And whithersoever you send us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so we hearken unto you, as the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doeth rebel against your commandments and will not hearken, hearken means to listen unto your words in all that you commanded him. Excuse me, she had birth. I'm still having the birth. I don't know why I do that every time I get on there. Let me read verse 18, and that will finish up this chapter, and we will start on Joshua chapter 2. Whosoever he be that doeth rebel against your commandments and will not hearken, that means listen unto your words, and all that you commanded him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. That ends the reading of Joshua chapter 1. So now I would like to, I guess I have a few moments later. So you understand now that Moses, God's servant, is dead, and the person that he gave the torch to continue on with the children of Judah is Joshua. That is the second person that is in command to lead the children of Israel into their homeland, into Canaan, the land of milk and honey. So you should remember that and read it over it for yourself. And I will always try to read it for you, even though I will make several errors. My Father in heaven, he knows that I didn't want to do this, but he told me to do it anyway. I was trying to run from him, I was trying to climb a mountain of babies, and the machine kept putting babies like zoop, zoop. The machine was just throwing the babies over, making a large mountain. And I asked God, "Oh, Jesus, who asked me, or he told me to feed his sheep?" And I didn't want to do it because I had to speak in front of people, and I was always saying things. I was scared and probably not knowing all the words of the Bible, and didn't want people to know that I didn't know as much as I did know. But for God, I want to serve him, and I will have to do what he says. And that's what I'm doing. Whether or not I like to do it, I like doing it now. You know, maybe I should not have never done it. But I think that I got maybe 7 minutes left. So we're going to start in Joshua 2. So you understand that. Well, let me say a word about the book of Deuteronomy, the book that we just came out of, and Joshua follows that. In the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us a lot of things. In chapter 7, verse 6, it tells us that we are the chosen, his chosen people. No one ever told me that we are his chosen people. And then when I get to chapter 33, he says that we will dwell in the land in safety. The land of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Now, no one ever told me that was in Georgia, the part of the United States. This is our country. And those people who are always telling us to go back to Africa, stop saying that. You know you are lying. We were bought from, you took us from the coast of Africa because we tried to escape from the Romans. But nonetheless, our Father is going to show you. And I think that personally, the things that are coming up on this land, like the hurricane and the hurricane that we are suffering right now, this day, today, and the fires and whatever is going on, are like the plagues that Egypt had, because you won't let our people go. You got going to, as in Genesis 15, read all of it. We are going to come out. Our 400 years of slavery in this country will be over with this year, and we are going to come out of this land. Somehow, I don't know how it's going to happen, but we're going to come out with riches. Just as the children of Israel left with riches, we are going to. And I tell you, children, you black folk who are listening to me, don't do as the others did in Egypt. Do not suffer or worship any other god but our one God. His name is Yah. And we are to worship him only. And see, I may have time enough to read to you the Ten Commandments, but we are not to put any other God before him. He is our God. Our Father in heaven is our God. He says, the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. What is it that you don't understand about that? That's the first commandment. You should have no other God before him. That's what he told you. Don't you believe in the Ten Commandments? You should. And if your pastor who is over he was over in Pontiac. I watch him. I used to watch him faithfully, but I don't anymore because I may watch him every once in a while. But he tells us not to go in back into the Old Testament. I think that we should. We should follow our Father's law and do his law. Nobody comes to God but by him. He says that somewhere, and I forget where it is, and a lot of times I tell you, I'm telling you all who call yourselves Israelites, I got 4 minutes now, you should read the Bible as well as the black folks. We are Israelites brought over. You forgot who we were? The Hades, people in Hades, they remembered who they were, and they kicked the French people out. That's what we should have done. But our forefathers bowed down so that they could walk over them. But now we are waiting for our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father, wait on him. Let's wait on him. And he's going to take care of us. He is going to, those people that lying, saying that they are the Jews, even our government is giving them our money to have war. They have been a warring people. And they call themselves the Jews, and I looked it up. They are not Jews. We are the Jews. That's the secret that has been hidden from us for years. It has been hidden from us who we really are. But none, I don't know. Our Father chose me. Oh well. I got 90 seconds left. I just want to have a closing word of prayer. And I will pick up, I want you to pick up on Joshua 2, chapter 2. I come on Tuesdays and Friday, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and then Fridays at 5 p.m. I certainly want you to follow me. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one who constantly tries to bother me. I don't know why. I don't want him, or I don't want to be a part of him or his hate. Keep us, please, Heavenly Father, keep us away from Satan. He calls himself many names. He calls himself Lucifer, Satan or the devil, whatever he calls himself. Keep us, your sheep, away from him. And thank you for bringing us back from the wilderness where we were once lost, but now we are finding out. And you have told us to read this Bible. Thank you so much. Also, sheep, I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Also, I want you to go and buy this song, High and Lifted Up. Purchase it from Google Play, iTunes, or Apple Play. That's it. I thank you all so much for listening to me. My program probably is over with by now. So I thank you all for listening to my program. And join me Friday evening, the seventh day evening, and we will start reading Joshua chapter 2. You're so sweet, Saint. Thank you, you sheep. God is going to take us back over into the land of milk and honey. Or if he does not take us into the land of milk and honey, he brought us to the land of corn and wine, and that is in Florida, down south where it's threatening, a hurricane is threatening. So maybe he's going to lead us back here, wherever he's going to take us, and those other people who are foolish enough to call themselves Jews when they are not. They are the children of Satan. I hope our Father pays them back. Look at what is happening with me today. With that, I'm going to say to you, sheep, God loves you, and so do I. I'll talk with you. Goodbye for now.